Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 24th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The CME Group is joining other Wall Street players in laying off some of their staff, with Reuters reporting that the world's largest derivatives exchange laid off 100 people, or 3% of its workforce. Bloomberg reported it more politely as CME Group is, quote, shrinking its ranks, unquote. On the subject of good deeds, Cboe Global Markets gave $100,000 to World Kitchen, a nonprofit focused on being first to the front lines and providing meals to people recovering from crises. As part of its 50th anniversary celebration, this is the fourth installment of Cboe's $500,000 charitable giving campaign in honor of its 50th anniversary. World Central Kitchen is on the front lines of providing meals to people displaced in Ukraine, and a charity I am supporting, and in honor of Cboe's donation and Tom Lant's heroic work bringing humanitarian aid to Ukraine, I made a donation to World Central Kitchen today. You can support World Central Kitchen by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. The FIA is promoting a Smarter Markets podcast Walt Lukin did with host David Greeley that was published originally on June 10th as a Market Voice podcast. Walt's podcast was part of the Days of Futures Past series from Smarter Markets, of which I was the second interview. According to a story in the Financial Times, a couple of billionaire donors are cooling in their support of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' bid for the Republican nomination for U.S. president. The story says Ken Griffin and Nelson Peltz are rethinking support for Florida governor's presidential bid. There's a lot to dislike about Governor DeSantis' campaign, which has seemed to be to outright wing the policies and positions of former President Donald Trump. Elon Musk continues his campaign to kill Twitter, this time by going bird hunting and killing the light blue bird that is Twitter's logo. The logo is to be replaced with an X once a good enough logo can be produced, he tweeted over the weekend. X will mark the spot where Musk killed the company. In fact, the bluebird has been replaced with an X. The Wall Street Journal has a story this morning reporting on it titled, Elon Musk replaces Twitter's bluebird with an X. For you Wordle fans out there who are baseball fans, there is a game my son Tim suggested I play called Immaculate Grid. Immaculate Grid is a daily trivia game powered by Sports Reference. Good luck. The New York Times reports that Richard Brancic, the last of the World War II Monuments men, has died at the age of 98. Brancic was a private first class who volunteered for the Monuments men and served for 3 months as a driver and guard. Cboe has published its 2023 ESG report. This report, the fifth ESG report from the exchange, outlines Cboe's commitments, partnerships, and goals related to environment, social, and governance. Among the 2022 highlights is the launch of Cboe Empowers, a community engagement program that supports under-resourced students through mentorship, scholarships, and access to Cboe associates and work environment. You can download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories last Friday on JLN Options were NASDAQ 100 rebalance and options expirations. Number two, the democratization of hedge fund strategies, exploring the role of ETFs with Houston advisor Christopher Day. And third was low volatility and the reversion to mean. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The first story is from The Atlantic. The headline, How Older People Get Scammed and What We Can Do to Prevent It. As my father approached his 90s, the daily stack in his mailbox grew, a dozen appeals for donations some days. He was impossibly frugal with himself, frayed canvas shoes and tattered windbreaker for all seasons. He abhorred wastefulness. He would put down the phone when solicitors called, but the entreaties for money that flooded his mailbox, including many from firefighter, law enforcement, and veteran funds, typically wound up on his desk. My comment, scammers are very innovative and will find a way to overcome your scam prevention defenses. It is important to constantly be prepared for new scams. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Musk says Twitter will change logo to X, bid adieu to Bird. Billionaire owner has uprooted many Twitter conventions. X.com now points to Twitter as interim logo coming Sunday. Twitter owner Elon Musk said the social media company will change its logo soon, getting rid of the blue bird that's long been its signature. If a good enough X logo is posted tonight, we'll make go live worldwide tomorrow, Musk tweeted late Saturday. Roughly 6 months after he acquired Twitter for $44 billion, he merged the company into an entity called X Corp, saying Twitter is an accelerant to building an everything app called X. My comment, first there was the T-Bird, now there is the X-Bird. Here is another story, this one from CNN. The headline, It almost doubled our workload. AI is supposed to make jobs easier. These workers disagree. A new crop of artificial intelligence tools carries the promise of streamlining tasks, improving efficiency, and boosting productivity in the workplace. But that hasn't been Neil Clark's experience so far. Clark, an editor and publisher, said he recently had to temporarily shutter the online submission form for his science fiction and fantasy magazine, Clark's World, after his team was inundated with a deluge of constantly bad AI-generated submissions. My comment, maybe it's not so intelligent after all. Here's a story from ABC News Australia. Antarctica sea ice levels dive to 5 sigma event as experts flag worsening consequences for planet. This winter has confirmed what scientists had feared. The sea ice around Antarctica is in sharp decline, with experts now concerned it may never recover. Earlier this year, scientists observed an all-time low in the amount of sea ice around the icy continent, followed by all-time lows in 2016, 2017, and 2020. My comment, on the other side of the planet, a Russian general wants to bomb the North Pole to send a message to the West. The Voice of Ukraine reported. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most clicked story Friday was massive distressed Loop office building goes up for sale from Crane Chicago Business. Second was where heat waves lead, food inflation will follow from the Wall Street Journal. Extra virgin olive oil prices have already increased 87% over last year, the story reports. Third was latest wild FTX allegations include plan to buy island of Nauru to survive cataclysm from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Heat, War, Export Bans. Global food threats are on the rise. Extreme temperatures are creating a huge challenge for farmers. Weather impact could mean higher food inflation for longer. As scorching temperatures ravage farms from the U.S. to China, crop harvests, fruit production, and dairy output are all coming under pressure. The extreme weather is just one of the threats to food supplies that are once again mounting around the world. This week, top rice exporter India banned some shipments of the commodity, a staple for about half the world's population, to keep domestic prices in check. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Chinese money flees the Western world. Investors who once bought New York City hotels are placing funds elsewhere. Just a few years ago, Chinese money was rippling across the rich world. Chinese investors were making blockbuster deals and snapping up trophy assets from luxury homes and five-star hotels in New York to a Swiss chemical company and a German robotics giant. That era is over. Chinese investment is retreating from the West as hostility to Chinese capital has grown. Increasingly, Chinese companies are instead spending money on factories in Southeast Asia and mining and energy projects in Asia, the Middle East, and South America, as Beijing seeks to cement alliances in those places and secure access to critical resources. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Some Binance.us crypto trading was a mirage, the SEC alleges. Regulators and academics say some digital asset exchanges inflate trade volumes. When crypto company Binance launched its U.S. exchange in 2019, almost $70,000 of Bitcoin changed hands in the first hour. But the demand didn't come from external traders. That was ourselves, I think, Chief Binance Executive Chengpeng Zhao said in an internal message viewed by the Wall Street Journal. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please tell your friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.